Section 1 of The Secret of the Night by Gaston Leroux. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Don W. Jenkins. The Secret of Night by Gaston Leroux. Chapter 1. Gaiety and Dynamite.
"Varinia, the young stranger has arrived."
"Where is he?"
"Oh, he's waiting at the lodge."
"I told you to show him to Natasha's sitting-room. Didn't you understand me, Ermolai?"
"Pardon, Varinia, but the young stranger, when I asked to search him, as you directed, flatly refused to let me."
"Did you explain to him that everyone is searched before being allowed to enter?
That is the order, and that even my mother herself is submitted to it?" "I told him all that, Varinia, and I told him about Madame, your mother."
"What did he say to that?"
"That he was not Madame, your mother. He acted angry."
"Well, let him come in without being searched."
"The chief of police won't like it."
"Do as I say."
Ermolai bowed and returned to the garden. The Varinia left the veranda where she had come for this conversation with the old servant of General Trebassof, her husband, and returned to the dining-room in the Dacha des Iles, where the gay councillor Ivan Petrovitch was regaling his amused associates with his latest exploit at Kubat's resort. They were a noisy company, and certainly the quietest among them was not the general, who nursed on a sofa the leg which still held him captive after the recent attack, that to his old coachman and his two piebald horses had proved fatal. The story of the always amiable Ivan Petrovitch, a lively little elderly man with his head bald as an egg, was about the evening before. After having, as he said, recur la bouche, for these gentlemen spoke French like their own language and used it among themselves to keep their servants from understanding, after having wet his whistle with a large glass of sparkling rosy French wine, he cried,
"You would have laughed, Fyodor Fedorovitch. We had sung songs on the bark."
Footnote. The bark is a restaurant on a boat among the isles near the Gulf of Finland, on a bank of the Neva. End of footnote.
"And then the Bohemians left their music, and we went out onto the river bank to stretch our legs and cool our faces in the freshness of the dawn, when a company of Cossacks of the Guard came along. I knew the officer in command, and invited him to come along with us and drink the Emperor's health at Kubat's place. That officer, Fyodor Fedorovitch, is a man who knows vintage."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?